For 15 days. If you registered in 2020 or during continuous registration of voters and you still have your voters card, you don't need to register again. The following services will be provided: new registration, replacement of lost, destroyed or defaced voters cards, transfers from one polling station to another, claim formation on the register of voters, corrections of clerical errors and removal of deceased voters. Registration centers will be open daily from 08 to 17 hours including weekends. Note that the 15 days of voter registration exercise will have three phases. The first two phases will last 4 days each, while the final phase will last 5 days. To find open registration centers, check on the commission's website. Follow the link ovr.elections.org.zm/deployment-plan or dial short code *214# on mobile phones or visit any district registration centers or civic centers across the country. Register now. It's your right. It's your choice. This message is brought to you by the Electoral Commission of Zambia.
Thinking about joining the Sungapo campaign? Guess what? Ecobank just extended it to December 31st, 2025. This is your chance to save smart, earn more, and win big. With monthly draws, the earlier you jump in, the more chances you get to win. Here's how. Deposit 40,000 kwacha or more into a fixed deposit account, lock it in for 4 months, and just like that, you could grab 4,000 kwacha cash back. But wait, it gets even better. Your money earns a huge 10% interest per annum while you sit back and relax. Visit any EcoBank branch today and join the Sungapo campaign before the clock runs out. EcoBank, save smart, win big. Campaign ends December 31st, 2025. Terms and conditions apply.
Sungapo with EcoBank, deposit your cash and get it back. Sungapo with EcoBank, deposit your cash and get it back. Hey, and get it back. Deposit your cash and get it back. Hey, and get it back. Deposit your cash and get it back.
You know, MTN Home just made uncapped internet more affordable than ever. Effective from the 1st of November 2025, you can get 20 megabytes per second at only 700 kwacha, 30 megabytes per second at only 850 kwacha, and 50 megabytes per second for only 1,000 kwacha. Massive, massive savings. The old 5 megabytes per second and 10 megabytes per second plans are out, and the faster bundles are in. Renew or buy on the MyMTN app, Momo app, or dial *115# or *115# or *117# to get a 5G router on lease. Call 076-600-005. MTN Home, more speed for less.
Broadcasting live in digital HD radio from the powerhouse in Lusaka. FM. Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News. FM News.
More being exposed to the postponement of the much-anticipated protest against the Constitution Amendment Bill No. 7, as Oasis Forum Chairperson Beauty Katere claims to have received death threats. Opposition ULP president advises President Hichilema to seek guidance from citizens on what more should be done. In international news, Kenyan civil society petitions International Criminal Court, ICC, to probe Tanzania for violence. And in sports, Manchester City defender finally agrees to feature for Chipolopolo.
And now, the Power FM News.
With upfront and reliable news every day, my name is Abigail Trassis. Oasis Forum Chairperson Beauty Katere claims to have received death threats a day prior to the start of the 16 days of activism against gender-based violence, which has led to further revelations about the postponement of the much-awaited protest against the Constitutional Amendment Bill No. 7. Ms. Katere said the threatening messages were sent to her on Monday, stressing that such messages will not intimidate or silence her. And Ms. Katere said after receiving such threats, she decided to report the matter to the police, emphasizing that it is sad to note that women have continued to face intimidation and harassment in digital spaces. Ms. Katere has since commended the government for the ongoing law reforms aimed at safeguarding women and girls online.
The enactment of the Cyber Crime Act 1999
In question have been postponed, acknowledging and heeding police advice, and to pave way for dialogue and a meeting with President Hakainde Hichilema has since been scheduled at State House to take place on Friday afternoon. In more news, United Liberal Party (ULP) President Akwivas Kota has challenged President Hakainde Hichilema to seek advice directly from the people affected by the country's ongoing economic and social challenges, rather than relying on perspectives from within his household. Mr. Sikota was reacting to President Hichilema's recent press briefing, in which the head of state said he often asks the First Lady what more he can do. He argued that if President Hichilema genuinely wants to understand what more needs to be done, he should seek answers from the church, civil society and the opposition, adding that the president should be listening to marketeers, hairdressers and welders grappling with load shedding, street vendors searching for trading spaces, farmers still waiting for their food reserve agency payments, and families who are unable to afford even a single meal a day. He further noted that thousands of youths feel sidelined by recruitment processes they believe favor the less qualified, while manufacturers continue to face losses due to erratic power supply. He also highlighted the struggles of new graduates unable to find jobs, along with patients who are turned away from health facilities because essential medicines are unavailable.
President Hakainde, during his press conference, said, "I asked my wife what we can do more. I want to say to President Hakainde, please remember that Louis the 16th asked his wife, Marie Antoinette, what he could do more, and her 'let them eat cake' answer led to the French Revolution. To President Hichilema, I therefore say, you should instead be asking the church, civil society and opposition what you should do more. You should ask the marketeer, the hairdresser, the welder facing load shedding what you should do more. You should ask the street vendor with nowhere to trade what you can do more. You should ask the farmer waiting for payment from FRA what you should do more."
And in a related development, Patriotic Front presidential aspirant Makhebi Zulu has underplayed President Hakainde Hichilema's press conference, saying the country expected clarity and direction, but instead received a presentation that raised more questions than answers. Mr. Zulu said what should have been a moment of the president to calm a frustrated nation turned into an exercise in mixed messaging, accusations and defensive rhetoric. According to Mr. Zulu, the president's remarks lacked coherence and a message of discipline. He argued that at a time when households are struggling with high food prices, unemployment, hunger and increased load shedding, Zambians expected solutions, not narration, adding that the head of state described the crisis without offering concrete steps to resolve it. Mr. Zulu highlighted that one of the most obvious omissions from the address was a clear explanation for ongoing load shedding.
"We take this opportunity to respond to the president's press briefing that he held yesterday. Zambia expected clarity and direction from the president's national address. Instead, the country received a disjointed presentation that raised more questions than answers. What should have been a moment to calm the nation turned into an exercise in mixed messaging, accusations and defensive rhetoric. The president shifted from preaching about love to attacking critics, the church, civil society organizations and the opposition. It was an address lacking coherence and message discipline. At a time when households are struggling with high food prices, load shedding, unemployment and